The deadline passed last night for filing to run in this year's primary and general elections, with a dozen people from four different political parties entering the race for governor. Nine people are running for lieutenant governor, six for the U.S. Senate, and four for the U.S. House of Representatives. But legislative races are not so heavily contested. Of the 40 House and 10 Senate seats open, 16 races are uncontested, and voters will make decisions in both the primary and general elections in only nine races around the state. Democrats have an advantage there with only one contested primary race. Senate President Gary Stevens, a Republican from Kodiak, faces no opposition to his return to the Capitol. He says the unusually low number of candidates could indicate that the public is reasonably happy with the direction the legislature is headed, and he says people are ready to pay less attention to politics.
After going through such a difficult presidential election last time that people may just be tired of politics, you know, and they're not unhappy with how things have gone in the state. I personally think some folks are pretty pleased, at least at the fact that the Senate has been able to work as a bipartisan fashion and able to have accomplished what we wanted to accomplish and not have a lot of partisan political squabbling going on like you see in the Congress.
House Minority Leader Beth Curtula of Juneau doesn't have an opponent either. She says that she too has worried about the low number of candidates, but she says the ones who are running seem to be very qualified for the positions.
I think there still is a lot of interest in politics in Alaska, but it takes a lot to run. You know, I spend a lot of time talking to candidates and telling them the realities of it and encouraging people to run because it's a great experience. You really not only learn about your community and your state, you also learn a lot about what your own values are and where you stand on issues.
Stevens also points to economic uncertainty as a factor in the candidate turnout. He says people are concerned about the high costs of campaigning and the amount of money that the races at the top of the ballot will take away from what's available to the legislative races. He says at candidate fundraisers this year, he's seen fewer people in attendance than expected.
You know, I think people are just a little exhausted. I mean, I know personally, you get so many telephone calls and so many things from your party and from campaigns, and everyone is trying to build a campaign treasury, and I think folks are probably just tired of the whole thing.